Well, today we have the first six verses of Mark chapter 6. It says the Lord came to his native place. His native place was back to Nazareth. The last time the Lord had been in Nazareth, they tried to drive him away. They tried to throw him over the cliff and stone him, and the Lord walked through their midst. So now he comes back again to give them a second chance. And this is the last recorded time the Lord ever went back to his home place of Nazareth. And it says that it was a Sabbath day. He went into the synagogue to preach. And the Lord, of course, preached with mighty and powerful words. And it says the people began to be offended. They began to, it says, take offense at him. They said, where did he get all this? Where did he get this wisdom and all these mighty deeds that he had been working? And they were so familiar with Christ, having been sort of born and raised with him, grew up with him. They, as you know, the saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And so they said, this is just a carpenter. He's the son of Mary. And we know his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. We know his sisters. It says they took offense at him. So they were all too familiar with Christ, and for that reason could not see his divinity. And then Lord has to say, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own native place, even among his own family, relatives, in his own house. It says, because of that, Scripture says, he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, but except curing a few sick people. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The word amazed means stunned, shocked by their lack of faith. So what we see here is the fact that the more faith we have, the more the Lord can work miracles in our life. The less faith we have, the less he can work miracles in our life. Is it possible that we take the Lord for granted? Do we become too familiar with the Lord, even in the Eucharist? As Pope Benedict writes, we should always have that sense of splendor and wonder and awe when we come into the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Sometimes he becomes so familiar, we take the Lord for granted, as did the people in his own native place of Nazareth. So perhaps that's a lesson we can take from today's gospel. And again, that the more faith we have, the more the Lord is able to work miracles. Perhaps he didn't work miracles here because, it says, of their lack of faith. Which means the more faith that we have, the more the Lord can do in our life. The last thing I want to mention about today's gospel is the fact that many people outside the church, our friends of other faiths, use this passage to say, well, Mary must have had other children. Because it says, you know, what about Jesus' brothers, James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and what about his sisters? How do we respond to that? Well, what I would recommend, in fact, there's many wonderful explanations of that. This is one of the best. It's in the Navarre Catholic Commentary, and you want a good Catholic commentary when you read sacred scripture to be able to shed light on passages such as this. So the Navarre Commentary is one of the best. And let me just mention a few highlights in here. When the word brother is used in Aramaic or in Hebrew, the word also includes relatives such as cousins, nephews, and uncles. And so when it refers to the brothers of Jesus, these are his cousins, obviously, and other relatives. And there's passages that you can quote from the Old Testament where it says Lot was Abraham's brother. And yet, if you look more closely, Lot was actually his nephew. Or the same with Laban. It says was the brother of Jacob, but actually he was his uncle. So there are passages in Scripture that you can use to show that the word brother also includes cousins and other relatives. And then another point it makes is that two of these men that are mentioned, James and Joseph, we know from John chapter 19, that they're actually the sons of Mary, the wife of Clopas, who was probably the Blessed Mother's sister. So again, they're relatives of the Lord. So we know that from Scripture that at least two of them were cousins. Judas and Simon seem to be Judas, Simon the Canaanite, and the other one, Judas, son of James. That would be considered the cousin of the Lord or so-called brother of the Lord. So also when you respond to people's objection, use this verse as well, because it says, "Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary?" And the New Testament Greek and as well as the Aramaic would indicate that the son of Mary meant singular. It didn't say one of the sons of Mary. Jesus is always called the son of Mary or the son of the carpenter, singular. And never in Scripture does it ever mention any of Mary's children, only Jesus as the son of Mary. When it talks about the brothers of the Lord, it never says once that they are children of Mary or sons of Mary. They are relatives, cousins, and brothers. My favorite passage to sort of explain this is at Pentecost. It refers to the Holy Spirit came down upon Mary and the apostles and the brothers of the Lord. Now, Scripture says about 120 people received the Holy Spirit. If you take out Mary and the 12 apostles, you're left with over 100 brothers of the Lord. And as you know, Mary was not in perpetual labor, okay? Mary was perpetual virgin. She was not always in perpetual labor. She did not have 100 children. Again, these are just passages that you can use that support the teachings of the church. And of course, the other one is at the foot of the cross, Jesus entrusted Mary to John the apostle. According to Jewish law, if Mary had other children, they would have to take care of her. According to Jewish law, if Jesus had blood brothers or sisters, in other words, if Mary had other children, they were obliged by law to take care of her. Since Mary had no other children, Jesus had to entrust Mary to an apostle, namely John. So again, those are just some of the many scriptural references that we have to support the fact that the church has always taught that Mary was virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ, and even the birth of Christ was a miraculous birth which did not take away her virginity. So Mary only had one son, and that is Jesus. So again, I would recommend going through good commentaries like the Navarre Commentary to be able to answer people's objections when they ask us about our faith.